Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the second video in the Old Testament Survey course. We're still giving introduction to our study of the Old Testament, and in this video, we'll briefly address the question of how to study the Old Testament. Now, there's a ton of material we could talk about on how to read the Bible well, but that's the subject for another course. We're just going to address the highlights necessary to think about the Old Testament and read it well. The nature of the Bible has been described very appropriately by George Ladd, who wrote, "The Bible is the Word of God, given in the words of men in history." And there are three parts of this definition I want to highlight. It is the Word of God. It is true and powerful and life-giving. And it comes to us in human words. It uses normal language and communication. And it comes to us in history. It comes from real life, and we need to take its historical setting into account in order to understand it. And we need to take all three of these aspects seriously. Because it is the Word of God, we need to take its inspiration and its power and its truth seriously. We should hold it in awe and trust what God says. And because it comes to us in human words, we need to take its language communication seriously, including its type of literature. We need to read carefully and read well and concentrate on the words on the page. And because it comes to us in history, we need to take its real life, its particularity seriously. We must understand what it meant to its first readers before we try to apply it to our own time. Therefore, there's three general things about the Old Testament that we're going to try to learn. The first is history. That is, what happened? The Old Testament tells the story of the universe, focusing on the nation of Israel and God's universal purposes through that one nation. The second is literature. That is, the books that were written. The Old Testament consists of 39 books. So we're going to look at their character, their message, their purpose, their outline and organization, etc., to understand what they were saying as communication. And these first two together combine to the third and the most important aspect, which is theology. That is, what is the point? Who is God and what is he up to as revealed in the Old Testament? What is the point of the history that happened? What is the divine message in the literature? What is God saying to us through these things? You see, God is the hero of every story. The Old Testament reveals his character and his ways. It displays his glory and goodness. The goal, therefore, in reading the Old Testament is to know God. And speaking of literature, there's three main kinds of communication. Three general types of literature, three general ways that it communicates. The first is called discourse. This is straightforward explanation, direct teaching, sermon, message, telling facts and information, giving commands, encouragements, instructions, rebuke, explaining reasons and purposes, etc. And the second type of literature is narrative. That is telling the story, the history, describing what happened. And in the Old Testament, narrative is not just a fun story. It's always told in order to teach a lesson, sometimes to teach morality, to give instruction from example, but primarily to teach about God and his plan for humanity. And the third type of literature is poetry. Poetry is emotive, stylized language. Poetry uses the form of speech to highlight the content of the speech. It says something in a memorable way. Poetry communicates not just through what is said, but also through the way it is said. Therefore, because the way that we study the Bible depends on the nature of the Bible. We should conform our ways of study to the nature in which God, in his wisdom, he has chosen to communicate with us. So first, God communicates, and he does it through human words in history. And that communication is inscripturated, written down, so that God also speaks to us through it centuries later. So how then should we best hear from God? Well, we should take most seriously those words in history which are the Word of God. And we don't just stop at the words in history, but we use them to know God. Now, it is a huge problem to try to bypass the words in history and get to God directly. It's arrogant to deny God's chosen manner of communication, and it's folly to think we know better. We might want to say, Holy Spirit, speak to me without the Bible, but God says, I'm speaking to you by my Spirit through the words on the page. If you want to hear from God, dig into his words in history. Now, it is also just as much a problem to stop at just the words in history, just study and information and being all excited about this intellectual exercise without transformation. It cannot be just an intellectual exercise. Now, it needs to involve our intellect, but it needs to go far beyond that to life change. We need to use our head, but also let it change our hearts and impact the way that we live. Therefore, in this course, when we look at each book of the Old Testament, we're going to try and organize our discussion of every Old Testament book in these ways to help you to learn, to understand, and remember. First, we're going to look at the background of each Old Testament book. That is, how each book fits into history, where it comes from, why it was written, etc. And then we'll look at the organization, how the literature is organized, the general outline and flow of each book. And then we'll look at the content of these books, which might include history, literary features, and theology. And this obviously varies with each book. And this also includes some of the key verses that state or summarize a main idea. And finally, we're going to look at the theological themes, the big picture theological ideas, the most important concepts taught from each of the Bible books. And I'm going to try to help you keep these things clear by marking each section we're going through by tabs on the side of the screen as you go through each presentation. Okay, let's review the nature of the Old Testament. It is the Word of God in human words in history. And therefore, when we learn the Old Testament, we need to look at and learn the history, the literature, and the theology. Okay, that's all for this section. In the next section, we'll talk about how the Old Testament fits with the New Testament and the difference it makes for us as Christians. I hope to see you there. Thanks for watching.